In this town, there's no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
First question, just right out of the gate. What's going on at left tackle, and who's going to play left tackle against the Cowboys?
Not Jed Wills. That we know. I think it's going to be Jack Conklin. We spoke with Jed Wills on Wednesday. He told us that the initial plan was for him to go through a rehab process and not have surgery. Well, the rehab process thing started, and then they found out he needed to have surgery. They went in to do the scope, and they found additional damage beyond just the MCL to be scoped. It was still a scope, but they had to do a little more than just that. And so it was, I think, a little more complex than we were all led to believe when it comes to the procedure that Jed Wills ultimately had. He did individual work on Wednesday, and he specifically told us that he just wants to see how that goes. It's a step-by-step thing. So even though Kevin Stefanski tried to keep the waters murky a little bit and say Jed might play Sunday, Jed flat out told us he is not starting against the Dallas Cowboys. It's going to be Jack Conklin. He's taking the reps at left tackle, the primary reps, I should say, at left tackle. We talked to Jack Conklin, by the way, in the locker room as well on Wednesday. While he would not come out and say that it is going to be him at left tackle, read the tea leaves, it's going to be Jack Conklin there at left tackle, Dwan Jones at right tackle. And then I think when everyone's healthy, Andy,
yeah,
Conklin will go back to right tackle, and Jed Will steps up to left tackle, and Dwan Jones moves back to the bench.
All right, so where do you think, like, no one's really talking about Dwan being injured at all. Is he injured, and what's going on with him?
Well, remember, he also had an MCL injury, and if my memory serves me correctly, I think he had a procedure as well, and he's been practicing for most of training camp. So, let me pull up the injury report real quick. I don't think he was on it today. The players that were on it, it was David Bell, quadriceps, Jack Conklin, knee, Jordan Hicks, calf, Mo Hurst, hamstring, Quentin Jefferson, Achilles, Dalvin Tomlinson, knee, Nathaniel Watson, quadriceps, Jed Wills, knee. And then those were guys that were limited. And then the full participants were Jerry Jeudy, knee, JOK, hand, and Alex Wright, elbow. So he wasn't even on the list as far as an injury there, Andy. So he is fine.
I want you to go back. Just talk about Dalvin Tomlinson for a second, because we haven't seen him either injured. Your thoughts on him and, you know, his ability and what he's going to be able to do on the defensive line.
Well, I mean, he'll start. So,
we feel good that he's healthy and he can play. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, he's limited, but I mean, he's been practicing. So, and you know how these injury reports go. The Browns are very specific and very deliberate with them to make sure that they don't even come close to any potential violations of, reporting on them. So, my anticipation is you're going to see Dalvin in the middle of that D line on Sunday.